The first peculiarity of Occitan society is that the right of primogeniture was not applied to it. This means that, unlike the north of France, here the inheritance was shared equally among all children, boys and girls. There were therefore more rights and equalities, and a daughter could also become a lord. We should note, however, the disadvantage of this system. The progressive division of territories, which resulted in even more splittings of territories, and the existence of very small lordships in Occitania. Second characteristic of Occitan society, the status of peasants. While the medieval society in general uses the system of serfdom, here in Occitania, the peasants has the status of free man. Thus, a peasant can leave the land where he works and he does not belong to the lord. Therefore, more freedoms compared to the rest of medieval society. Little by little, we can see that the medieval Occitan society was more advanced, more modern than the rest of France. There were more freedoms and rights. It was more open, more tolerant, and therefore more favorable to the emergence and implantation of new ideas, new movements, and new religions, such as Catharism. To conclude on this general introduction, you should also stop on panel number 12, where you will see that we speak of troubadours. Again, this is a peculiarity of Occitan society, since it is here that the culture and refined art of the troubadour has developed.